Oh God, take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. And take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Please be seated. Have you ever been somewhere and someone comes up and starts talking to you like they know you? They know your whole life. They know, they're asking about certain events of just as good as a couple weeks ago. And then all of a sudden, now I know who you are. It just dawns on you, but you didn't expect to see them there. About 20 years ago, my best friend, who I went to high school with, we played football together. We sat on the bench at basketball games together. I mean, we were team players, but we didn't play. We enjoyed our relationship as friends. And he was a year younger than I am, I am. And I went off to a little college to play football. He went off to another university, and then he eventually went to K-State. And about 6 years or so after we graduated, I'm living out on the farm, out on a farm place that I was renting from my cousin at the time, and there's a knock. Now, when there's a knock at the door when it's dark out and you live in the middle of almost nowhere in Kansas, there's either something has happened. Somebody had a wreck, missed a turn. Somebody needs pulled out of a ditch. Somebody lost their pet. Something. And there's going to be something requested of you. So he knocks on the door and I say, "Can I help you?" He said, "Kevin, it's me, Eric." "Oh, I didn't expect, we spent all this time together, and it's like, I didn't expect you to be right here right now. I thought something was going on." But he found me. He ended up back in Great Bend, Kansas, and he sought me out and found me, and we became reacquainted. We were so close, I didn't say these other ones. When we started catching up, we had the same type of dog. We both had golden retrievers. We had the same type. We hunted a little bit together, so we had the same type of shotgun. We had the same type of, everything was identical. That's how close we were. And then here didn't even recognize my best friend. We've been friends ever since. I was the best man at his wedding. He's the best man with Lisa and I's wedding, etc. Can you imagine the way it was with the disciples? The disciples, here Jesus is. All of a sudden, he shows up, and they're like, "Okay, I'm scared. I don't know how did you get here?" and all of these things. And we try to put things in a box in our lives. I ran into about five of you from this congregation at the airport, and I didn't recognize you. And I apologize, but I didn't expect to see St. Thomas at the airport. I expect to see St. Thomas at St. Thomas. Even Reverend Kelly was banging on the security glass trying to get my attention one time. She ends up texting you, said, "I just saw you." I said, "I didn't, sorry, didn't see you." Here's the disciples, and all of a sudden Jesus shows up. And Jesus is standing with them, and they're like, "This doesn't make sense." Here they are, they're in a room. They're probably a little still scared about what just happened, confused about what just happened. They lost their leader. They're looking for a new leader, perhaps, or trying to figure out, what do we do now? Do I go back to fishing? Do I go back to tax collecting? What happens next? Looking for that change agent, if you will. If you study leadership, you'll hear that term a lot. Change agent's going to change and help with a new leadership, maybe change the direction of the group, etc. And here they are. Who's going to step up and be that change agent? And now Jesus shows up. Surprise. Out of the box, out of the ordinary. And Jesus says, I'm not a ghost. I have come back and I'm walking with you now. And to prove that, he says, "See my hands, see my wounds, and let me have something to eat." Because ghosts don't eat. That's an important distinction. All through the Bible, when ghosts are maybe not ghosts, they eat. They're not ghosts. So, here they are trying to figure out, and their hearts and minds were open, and they understood the scriptures. Then they understood. Now, our job is, Reverend Ben and mine and Father Gar, is how do we make sense of that for all of us in 2012, bringing that all forward? Jesus walked with his disciples then as he walks with us today. We don't see him show up. If he showed up at my kitchen table, I might be a little bit nervous and scared, like the disciples were. And at the same time, I'd start applying a bunch of things to that. He shows up in different occasions. He shows up when our children are born, when we feel that joy in our heart. He shows up when your grandchild, you hold your grandchild for the first time, and that joy in your heart. He shows up when we have children read at the altar. He shows up at those times when there's joy and happiness around us. That's him at work in our world today. We need to put that in the right box. We need to say, that is of Christ. That is of God. That is joyful event is part of his love for us. If we didn't have that, we would have no hope of the resurrection. We would have no joy in our heart. We would just be walking around earth doing our little purposes and maybe, you know, having our family. But we'd be acting as animals. We wouldn't be acting as those people engaged with God. He calls us into that relationship. And not only in that relationship, he calls you and me, each and every one of us, into being that change agent that those disciples might have been looking for when they're held up. We need to be that agent in the world to point out that is of Christ, that is of God. That joyful thing is because he loves us. And then we need to point that out for people around us who may not get it. We need to help open their eyes, help open their minds, help open their hearts by pointing that out. And that is being a change agent for Christ. Changing the world with the love that we have and the love he has for us. Those joyous accounts and that love is substantial. It is Christ at work with us, in the world with us, beside us, standing right here, being in that relationship, even in that relationship with my best friend, the joy that we have with one another. That's Christ at work in our world. We need to embrace that. We need to spread that. We need to be that change agent. Go into the world, show that joy, and point to that and say, that is of Christ, and tell the world about his love. Amen.